Monday, the 14th of May, sees the start in Rome of a three-day international conference dedicated to Africa, its expectations and its potential. The conference is organized and hosted by the Pontifical Urbaniana University in collaboration with other Vatican institutions. The Urbaniana itself is an academic institution which belongs to the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples, providing for research and teaching within the framework of the Holy See's educational system, regulated by the Congregation for Catholic Education. The conference, entitled Listening to Africa, Its Context, Its Expectations, Its Potential, sounded very interesting. And scrolling down the program, which focuses on a series of topics, I was particularly drawn to a talk entitled The Responsibility of Africans Today and Their Duty for the Future. I decided to get in touch with the speaker.
Godfrey Igwebuike Ona, a priest of the Catholic Diocese of Nsukka in Nigeria. I'm a Nigerian and I teach philosophy here at the Pontifical Urbaniana University.
I also discovered that Professor Ona is also the vice-rector of the Urbaniana University, and then asked him to tell me why the university decided to organize the event.
Ours is a missionary university by definition, in the sense that it's a university that is at the service of the Universal Church in her evangelizing mission in the world. And in order to bring the good news to various peoples of the world, the church always wants to at least know the people to whom she's bringing the good news. And that is why part of the formation of future missionaries or future agents of mission in this university always include some knowledge of the various cultures in which the gospel is preached. And Africa constitutes one of the important blocks of the cultures present in this university. Our university has its eyes looking at various parts of the world. There is a little but important center of Chinese studies here. And given also the freshness of the just concluded second synod of bishops for Africa and the publication of the post-synodal exhortation, the university thought it wise, important, and relevant to listen to echoes coming from Africa, to Africans themselves, telling their own story about their journey into the future and their consciousness of their past and present, and especially in the light of the gospel. That's just what the conference is all about. And if you look through the program, you will notice that most of the speakers are really Africans.
Yes, a quick glance at the speakers listed on the conference program confirms that, as well as talks by Cardinal Fernando Filoni, Prefect of the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples and Grand Chancellor of the Urbaniana University, and numerous interventions by other high-ranking Vatican prelates, I saw speakers from Kenya, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Tanzania, Algeria, Cameroon, Senegal, Zimbabwe. I asked Professor Ona if the post-synodal exhortation, Africae Munus, is going to be one of the focuses of the talks.
I think it will be left to each individual speaker to know what use he will make of the document. But there is no doubt that most of the speakers will be conscious of this document because it's also a rich document. And each person will draw from it what he feels will be useful for the reflection that will be going on in those days.
What about yourself? You're a professor of philosophy. Do you find it's a document that provides inspiration?
Of course, any document that talks about truth provides inspiration for philosophical reflection, because philosophy is all about the search for truth. And the document, definitely, with all its encouragement and its hope and belief and the strengths, not just the weaknesses of Africa, is an invitation to serious philosophical reflection about the also the cultural presuppositions that will make the gospel message more meaningful to the African peoples. For instance, my own reflection, I have been asked to reflect on the responsibility of the African and for the present and for his future. And I think one of the things one has to bear in mind or say or suggest immediately is, of course, that Paul the Sixth said there that Africans have to be missionaries unto themselves, and that image has to be extended to the fact that the Africans have to be the movers or the subjects of their own future, the protagonists, so to speak, with the help of God, of what becomes of their continent, of what becomes of their peoples. It doesn't make sense having to constantly wait for other people to solve problems that there are in Africa, no matter what we think about the responsibility of others and the problems we have. In all this, there is no better ally than the gospel itself. The message of hope and love brought by Christ is the key to the transformation that Africa needs. And I don't ever tire of saying and repeating, it was not the Greco-Roman culture that transformed Europe. It was the gospel. It was the gospel of the message of love, of the equality of all human beings before God, which didn't exist in Roman culture or in Greek culture. It was that gospel that transformed Europe. Never mind that Europe now thinks it can do without that gospel, but it's only a pretense. They themselves know it's not possible because it has become part and parcel of their thinking, even though they may have things to argue, to object to some aspect of the structures of Christianity. So in the same way, I think Africa, with all its wealth of culture and persons, has really to intensify her effort of allowing the gospel to transform it.
Well, especially in this moment in which Europe is definitely in a huge crisis, we do tend to look towards the emerging countries and continents. What do you think Africa has to teach Europeans in this very difficult moment?
The problem really for me is not what Africa can teach Europe, but how prepared is Europe to learn from any other culture? Is Europe really looking forward to Africa, looking up to Africa for anything else apart from its mineral resources? What does Europe really think of the human and cultural values of Africa? How do Europeans see the presence of Africans in Europe? As human resources that will enrich and revitalize a decadent culture, as the barbarians in inverted commas did at the collapse of the Roman Empire, or only as illegal immigrants that become extra burdened on an already burdened economy? In my humble opinion, it's not so much about what Africa can teach others. It is about what Africa can be for itself. Because it is only in the measure in which Africa can really help itself that others can then decide or try to learn from Africa. There is no point wasting one's effort in teaching others anything if, in the first place, one is not convinced about who one is.
Are Africans convinced of who they are?
That is part of the responsibility that I think that Africans have now. At least some Africans have to help other Africans to know themselves better and not to keep seeing themselves only in terms of how others have defined them or what others have defined them to be. And not to keep seeing themselves only in the context of a history that was doctored to suit the intention of who wanted them to be in a particular way. And so whether Africans really know who they are, that is a question that is difficult to answer, but then one will continue through formation, education. That is where also an institution like ours, that is a university, where so many Africans are studying, can be of help. Proper education, not indoctrination. Proper education that exposes one to the whole truth. You know, part of the problem of contemporary culture is that of thinking that truth is not knowable, therefore truth is what you accept or make it to be. But in the light of the gospel of Christ and the constant testimony of the Catholic Church, we believe that even though the human being is not capable of knowing the whole truth immediately, he is, however, capable of knowing the whole truth or the absolute truth, which is God Himself, especially with time and through the collaboration of other human beings. So education in the sense of presenting the whole truth, presenting the truth about the world, about the human being, about God Himself to the African, that will be the thing. Perhaps it will help him know himself and then be himself so that others may then have something to learn from him.
Professor Onah had given me much to chew on. The concept of truth, the search for truth, the importance of truth and one's own identity, the truth of the gospel. I was going to let him go back to his work, but couldn't stop myself from asking a question about his own country, Nigeria, which is currently undergoing so much strife and violence.
In another context, I've always said, Nigerians, maybe the only thing that remains in me in Nigeria after several years in Europe is this stubborn optimism. Nigerians are stubborn optimists because they believe the human being is greater than his mistakes. And so we are going through a period of crisis. Everybody is in different ways. We don't even seem to know exactly what is the cause of this problem. Everybody feels it is this or that or that or that. But all Nigerians believe that it will be overcome. It will be overcome because invariably Nigerians are proud of being Nigerians. They are happy to be Nigerians and they have resources, human and moral resources they want to share. And then on our part as Christians, I insist that we cannot make any contribution to the development or future or brighter future of Nigeria if it is not something that is permeated by the gospel values. So Christ came to liberate man from bondage, sin, evil, and destruction. If he liberated us from the evil of disobedience to God's will, he will liberate us from the egoism of human beings that is seeking to tear Nigeria apart.
I was about to thank Professor Onah for giving me of his time, his knowledge, and his wisdom, but first asked if there was anything else he wanted to add regarding the ongoing conference. Yes, he said, do come and listen to what Africa has to say.
The only other thing I would like to say, if it is permitted, is to hope that the listeners to me would want also to be part of this listening. Because one of the greatest problems Africa has had in the last 400 or 500 years is that there are no willing ears to listen to Africa. Everybody wants to talk to Africa and about Africa, but not many want to listen to Africa. Obaniana invites everybody to come and listen to Africa.
Can anyone come?
It's open. Okay. I will be glad to welcome anybody.
That was Professor Godfrey Onah, Vice-Rector of the Pontifical Urbaniana University. And if you need any more information on the Africa Conference, the website is www.urbaniana.org. edu.